It's time for Cover 2 with Joe Bianchino and Pierce Fricks.
So the fact that you said that my point is valid means I win?
No, you're a foolish idiot.
And now, here's Joe Bianchino and Pierce Fricks.
And what is up, everybody? Welcome into the Cover 2 podcast. Joe Bianchino and Pierce Fricks hanging out with you right here on 104.5 The Team. .com. Mr. Bricks, how are you on this Thanksgiving Eve?
I'm actually a little bit stressed out. Thanksgiving. The holidays, man. Pain in the tuchus.
The tuchus.
I'm running around.
The tuchus.
I have to make travel arrangements. I got to figure out what to do with my dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, I don't know if it's worth it.
You just call it off.
I mean, I like the
Forget Thanksgiving.
I'm all about holiday cheer, holiday joy, and I'm looking forward to playing some pigskin tomorrow. Because rarely as a 26-year-old, you know, your days of being able to get a pickup game going whenever you want.
Yeah, it's not you're not calling up your boys and down to the local park.
No.
On like a Thursday after. Yeah, I have a job, sir.
Which
thank
sucks,
you.
By the way.
You wish you could.
I really wish I could. I'm thinking cuz you know, I'm chilling out and you know, a friend of mine put together a annual Black Friday football game, day after Thanksgiving football game.
Yep.
Whole Facebook page. We've got like 8-12 people. I'm thinking, why can't we just get that? Why can't we just do that
bi-weekly?
Yeah,
You know, probably because we have jobs.
That's a good point.
That's probably what it is. So, look, everyone out there, we hope you have a lovely Thanksgiving. But we've already done our Thanksgiving spectacular.
We have.
That was Sunday on the show, which you can find on 104.5 The Team at 11 a.m. every Sunday. So I'm looking more towards the day after. Well, Black Friday. Do you participate in the Black Friday? Stab people so you can get the pair of socks that you want?
There's nothing, aside from throwing up 104 shots in a game, we'll get to that later, I can't think of anything dumber. I just don't get the Black Friday. First of all, I hate waiting in lines. Waiting in line is like the bane of my existence. I can't do, I don't know if it's because it's 2012 and I got the Twitter and the Facebook and I just need everything now. I hate waiting in line.
Yeah.
People just go out of their way, like it's a festivity, to wait in line on Black Friday. It makes no sense.
And at like 2 a.m.
Yeah,
which is doubly absurd because it's go home and sleep, man.
If you're up at 2:30 a.m, if you're buying something, it better be like a hooker, to be quite honest with you. And I don't endorse that. We don't. The Cover 2 does not endorse prostitution.
We do not endorse prostitution. We are against. Have you ever stabbed someone for a TV?
Yes.
All right, well,
I can't go into details.
We do endorse that. So we're going to look in we're going to start off buy or sells in the sport market. Are you buying a guy? Are you buying a guy, a team, whatever, or are you selling it? Let's start with your New York Knicks. Another big win last night. Not big.
Another win last
night.
Yeah,
a win over the Hornets is not a big win.
Right, with no Anthony Davis.
Right, but it was a win. It keeps them on this early season roll that they have been on. Are you buying or selling the New York Knicks?
You know what? I'm buying them. And for two reasons. First of all, what was impressive about the win is the fact that they went in there on the road and took care of business. It wasn't even close. Melo didn't play. He had 29 points, didn't even touch the floor in the fourth. I like these Knicks, and they're playing a back-to-back. They're in Dallas tonight. These Knicks remind me a lot of the Dallas Mavericks of 2 years ago. First of all, they have legitimate pieces of that Mavericks team.
By the way,
Tyson
lofty
Chandler.
Comparison.
Oh, yeah.
That's a team that won the title.
You know, they have Jason Kidd and Tyson Chandler, who were both, you know, integral nuggets on that squad.
Hard to imagine Jason Kidd could get older than he was 2 years ago.
Right, exactly. Last leg Jason Kidd, 2 years removed. Tyson Chandler is a huge piece of this team. You have, Raymond Felton is playing better than I thought he would be playing. When I look at this team, and it'll change with Amare, and I'm concerned about the Amare Stoudemire addition, and it's so rare when you're returning a star, and it's the most concerning thing about the team. But you look at this team, and you got one great superstar scorer, and then a great defensive center, and just a lot of guys who do the little things well. A complete team, great bench play, a deep bench. And again, you know, he focuses around Melo being Dirk Nowitzki in this, a guy who can score from anywhere and kind of do everything on the offensive end. Melo is playing phenomenal defense as well. But that's kind of what this team looks like.
Yeah, and I think we've said it before, more important, you've said it, but we did all overlook the fact that, yes, the average age of that team is 107, the guys who are 107 are on the bench for most of the game.
Right.
And that's a huge part. That's why, you know, I think you're going to see back-to-backs are going to hurt just throughout the season. I don't think the Knicks are going to fare well in the second night of back-to-backs.
No.
And we'll have to see as the season wears on how that goes. But I think right now, you look at the way they're playing, the way they're structured, you have to buy this team. I don't know how much longer I'm buying. I think they've got some time.
They're not going to go 181-1.
Right. So I think they continue to peak for a little bit. At some point, you're going to see them regress back to... they're better than we thought coming into the season, certainly, but they'll regress back. They're not better than the Heat, which they've been so far this season.
They could compete with the Heat. I think, you know, and I didn't, coming into this season, I knew that they would win games and they would make the postseason. I just didn't think that they could actually compete with the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
And the NBA is unique in the regard of, you know, you can tell the guys who can compete and the guys who can't,
right.
And it really doesn't change. Rarely do you get a Golden State over Dallas type mm-hmm. of a situation.
And we're going to move on to the NFL and some guys who we weren't sure coming in how they would compete. Are they for real? Are they not? Buy or sell the New Orleans Saints?
I'm buying.
Recently coming in, I'm buying too. They certainly weren't as bad as they were. They're not an 0-4 team, certainly, but they've got some continuity now with their interim coach.
Right. They're right. Winning games. They're off. Listen, their offense is their offense.
Spags has got the defense playing better.
Right. They, you know, I was about
better,
to get
not
there.
Good.
There are
better.
Two things. First of all, if you look at Drew Brees' numbers, if these guys come back from that terrible start, I'm sorry, Peyton Manning. I'm sorry, Adrian Peterson. Drew Brees is going to get the MVP, and he deserves
down.
It. That offense is going to put up points. And there is a couple guys, you know, in all sports that I will endorse until my death. And one of them is Steve Spagnuolo. Because I saw what he did in 07.
We have tangible evidence that Spagnuolo was a great defensive coordinator in that 07
Giant
run.
Not only did he have the results, but when you watched it, it was a defense you'd never seen before. You had guys all over the place, and it worked, and it made sense. And it makes sense that it's not picked up quickly, because Steve Spagnuolo has a very unique system. It's not
and
a
the
guy,
Giants didn't pick it up quickly that year. They gave up like 100 points
right.
in their first two games.
They picked it up quicker, but they also had
right.
you know, they also had Hall of Famers and perennial Pro Bowl guys yeah. on that line.
Tuck, Strahan, Umanyora
exactly.
were all there, and we all know who they are. So that's a bit, but I think you have to buy the Saints. And if you're selling on the Saints, you're only doing it because of who's in their division. Three teams are not likely to make it out of the NFC South, and you've got the Falcons already at 8-1. But how about the Bucks? You buy or sell Greg Schiano and the Bucks. You're selling the Bucks.
Yeah, I'm selling the Bucks. I'm selling Josh Freeman.
Oh,
every time,
I'll buy Josh Freeman all day long.
Every time Josh Freeman has three good games, he's one of the eight best quarterbacks in the league. And then he has three bad games, and he's one of the bottom 10. The guy,
see,
nobody.
He's never had Vincent Jackson before. I mean, that pass. I know this about myself. I put a lot of focus and a lot of attention on one thing. And I see one thing, and I'm on it, and that's my opinion now. I saw him make that throw down against the Panthers, that touchdown pass to tie it.
A great pass. Vince,
a phenomenal pass.
Not,
snuck it in there, all sorts of zip on it.
Zipped it in there.
Yeah.
Not that many people
have
that.
I'm buying Josh Freeman, and I think I'm buying the Bucks. They got a solid defense. Doug Martin is legit. Vincent Jackson, Mike Williams is having a resurgence. I think Josh Freeman is more this year and his first year than he is his second year. I think he got it by the Bucks.
Listen,
right now.
I'm not selling Josh Freeman. Mm-hmm. I'm just not buying Josh Freeman. And I know he has fantastic.
That's a fair point.
He has fantastic
arm
strength. Listen, if you want to talk about the three or four people who could have made that throw in this league, Josh Freeman is one. Jay Cutler is another one that could have made that throw. And you hate Jay Cutler.
By the way. You buy Jay Cutler stock right now.
Yeah.
You buy
yeah.
Jay. When I said on live radio that Jason Campbell is not that far removed from Jay Cutler, called that one wrong, folks.
Yeah, that was completely incorrect.
Had that one wrong.
You have to give Jay some respect, especially when you watch that offensive line. And
it's
you
brutal.
You don't consider Jay Cutler one of the most... I don't know why we're talking Jay Cutler now. You don't consider him one of the most mobile in the league.
A lot of Jay Cutler.
But Jay Cutler moves around in the pocket. He moves outside of the pocket, and he really is having a good season when you look how bad that offensive line is.
In that division, the Minnesota Vikings, buy or sell the Vikings. They've had a hot start. I think they're 6-4. They're right there in the wild card chase, and depending on what the Packers do, could be right there in the division chase.
Listen, I don't. I wasn't buying, but I wasn't selling Josh Freeman. I sell Christian Ponder. Sold him since he was drafted. Yep. I sold him at Florida State. I don't believe he's that good. And in 2012, unfortunately, I don't think you can win enough games with physical defense and the best running back just in of the modern era.
Yeah, definitely better than we all thought. But I think you have to sell the Vikings. They're not that good. That division is. I still think. Even with the Lions' troubles, I think they're the fourth best team in that division, and you'll see them regress or come back to where they should be. How about the NHL season? Gary Bettman and the NHLPA are meeting this week. Talks are going to resume today, Wednesday. Are you buying an NHL full season, or not a full season, but an NHL season?
I'm going to sell it. I'm going to sell it with Monopoly money because I don't like using real money to purchase things that don't exist. There will be. No NHL season.
You don't think there's going to be a season?
You need to be looking to if there's going to be a next season. That's the state
Look,
of this league.
Here's my problem. And I do this all the time. I let my hopes get built up by the NHL. I let myself continually be disappointed by NHL management. So I'm buying that we are going to have some semblance of a season. I don't think a group of men getting paid that much money can be so incompetent as to cancel the entire season and see the entire league disband. Because that's what will happen. So I can't fathom people being that dumb.
Well, there are two issues.
But I'm putting my faith now in the NHL, and that should scare everyone.
The things that stop lockouts are people losing money, but all your NHL stars are making money overseas, so they don't have that pressure.
See, the stars are.
Okay, right.
The normal guys.
I understand that, but you're not going to have – you don't have as much anxiety and pressure on that end by the players. The other thing is the world collapsing. You know, with the NFL, when that was getting close, the sports world was collapsing onto itself. Mm-hmm. The NHL has been out for months, and Joe B. cares, and Bruce Jacob cares, and a couple Canadians care. I would like to see it back. Don't get me wrong. I will, you know, I will jump on bandwagons. I'll catch a couple Ranger games. I enjoy it, but it's not ruining my day. It hasn't ruined my day once. And I think the general population, the general at least American population, it's not affecting their day to day.
That's a sad statement.
It's going to take a long time.
All right, let's move off that. Get to a more cheery subject for you and I. Notre Dame football, Pierce Bricks. Game this weekend against USC, win, and you're in the BCS National Championship game. Do you buy or sell Notre Dame?
I want to buy them. Really.
I'm selling them too.
I'm worried about it.
It's a speculative sell. It's that I'm terrified they're going to have a letdown and lose to USC. And while I think that they certainly can win that game, if I'm looking at it from the stock market point of view, their stock's not going to rise too much higher. It's pretty high now. Just sell it, and if they lose to USC, I've returned my investment.
I'm going to buy them because I want to. You know, Matt Barkley's out, but USC still has so much talent. They got this redshirt freshman kid who looks like a total jabroni. I hope he's terrible.
By the way, is a jabroni. Came out and said, we will beat Notre Dame.
Oh, wow. He's jabroning out already?
He's putting it on the bulletin board.
Okay.
First start, redshirt freshman. I'm going to beat Notre Dame!
All right, so I hate this kid. So I hate this kid, but they have phenomenal athletes. They really Notre Dame doesn't score enough points to be a hands-down favorite against a team with the talent of USC.
Always have to be worried they're going to come in and score 4 points, and Manti Te'o is going to have to do it.
Right, exactly. And listen, I think that their offense gets better. Golson gets better week by week. It's going to take them a little. It's going to be a defensive battle. It's going to be a close game. I'm taking Notre Dame. Taking Notre Dame.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get into the NFL, Giants and Jets. It's Cover 2.